This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you want to know what Padres players are really thinking? We get you closer to the Padres than anyone else in town. It's time to go inside the clubhouse. It's Friar Friday right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Indeed, it's in time for our Friar Friday interview. And this Friday, Padres, of course, today in St. Louis, getting set for a key series with the Cardinals. We're joined by Padre right-hander Joe Musgrove. And Joe, first of all, let me be one of the first to welcome you and the Padres back to the National League wildcard race. It's amazing what a couple of victories can do for the enthusiasm and I'm sure the feeling of this team.
Absolutely, man. You know, that's it. Definitely, like I said, it's definitely not been a lack of effort or, lack of focus and concentration. We just haven't been getting the results we want. There's definitely a few things that we could do to clean that up. But, sometimes just stringing a couple wins together and a couple well-played games can really turn things around. Like you said, not just for the team, but for the morale and for the belief in one another.
Joe, talk about that a little bit because you kind of had a front row seat to those last two games as you watched. Don, what goes through – just take us through, like, what the emotion is like in the beginning of that game. Let's say the first game you guys won, Profar doubles. You guys, is there like a sense of exhale after that? Because it certainly seemed like the more that game went on, it seemed like the more the confidence started to kind of creep up again for the offense.
Yeah, man. I mean, just like you said, it's exactly how I was talking, to Frazier and Haas and Manny and some of those guys. Like, the bat that Profar had to lead off the game on Wednesday that I started, that really set the whole tone for the game. He battled. He took a lot of good pitches. He fouled pitches off and ends up ripping a double down the line. We get on the scoreboard first, and I think that's the first lead we've had, and I can't remember how long. but it's a lot different when you're playing with the lead and when you guys are controlling. And after Profar's at bat, it seemed like that at bat kind of gave everyone the edge. And like I talked about it after my last start, as a starting pitcher, when you go out there and you're at the first game of the series, or you're the starting pitcher, that first inning is so important to setting the tone and setting the pace, for the guys that are going to follow you. You know, if I go six strong and I go scoreless and give up two hits, the guys that are coming in behind me have a good feeling and, just actually seeing that these guys are beatable and we're in control of that game. So for Profar to lead the game off like that, I felt like that set the tone for everybody. It seemed like everybody's game got sharper. We had, consistently good at-bats. We controlled the zone better than we have, in the past. We didn't miss the mistakes. It was just everything seemed to be rolling once Profar got that leadoff double.
Joe Musgrove is with us as the Padres get set to meet the Cardinals. I know you're not going to pitch this weekend, or at least you're not scheduled to. We never know. And, of course, you could see a pinch hitting appearance. I know you'd like to hear that, in a blowout win or something. They bring you in to knock in a couple more runs. But, Joe, being in St. Louis, it's a fun place to play. I think for everything I'm told, at least for visitors, the atmosphere is fantastic. I mean, we talked to Stam a couple of weeks ago, and he said, we're close in the wild card race, but this is what we all play for, is to play meaningful games in great environments, and this is going to be one this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. St. Louis, all the way from the people and the clubhouse staff, the way that they treat us here, to the fans that show up for the games, it's one of the best fan bases I've experienced in big league ball. Really educated fans that just truly love the game of baseball, and they'll support you, whether you're on the home side or the visiting side, if good plays are made and it's a smart, savvy baseball move. It's just a really cool environment to play in. So this is it. everything that we've, you know, prepared for since February 1st is all coming down to these last 3 weeks here. And, you know, every game is just as important as the next for us. You know, we got a really tough schedule the rest of the way out, and we got three games here with a chance to directly affect the standings in that wild card race. So, you know, this is a really big series.
Joe, on a not so serious note, do your ears always get that red as you get deeper into your starts?
Dude, my whole face gets red. My ears get super red. My eyes get bloodshot. You're seeing me in the dugout. I'm putting eye drops in and stuff. Like, I turn into like a different animal out there, man. And, yeah, it's funny it that you mentioned like that, though, because everyone always says that about me. Like, I've been sitting in the sun all day.
Dr. Joe and Mr. Hyde is our guest here on Fryer Friday. Joe, I got another kind of fun question. You pitched a no-hitter, and when you did, everybody said, well, Joe Musgrove's the toast of the town, and they put your mural up at your old high school, and everybody said, well, he's never going to have to buy a drink or dinner again in this town. I'm curious, now that we're 3 or 4 months in, have you had to buy any drinks or dinner?
Yeah, very few, man.
Good.
Yeah, the city of San Diego's treated me very well since that.
Awesome.
Anytime I'm going somewhere, and I'm kind of boring. I'll usually stick to my local spots that I go to all the time, and I'm usually getting the same thing.
Yeah.
But I just really like the people that work at these certain places and the vibe and stuff. So one of my spots is Obi Noodle House down in Ocean Beach, and those guys take extremely good care of me, whether it's my girlfriend, my family, a buddy. I just reach out to him, and he sets the table up for them. He takes care of their meals. You know, a lot of people in the city have treated me really well, but those guys at Obi Noodle are some of the best.
All right, well, listen, rightfully so. You've been nominated for the Roberto Clemente Award. You've talked about how much that means to you. I mean, in general, you know, watching from the outside looking in, man, you have represented this city very, very well. And talk a little bit about how you've pitched here down the stretch. I think that has been the most impressive part. It seems like when the Padres have needed a stopper, and you've talked about this a lot at the beginning of the year, wanting to be that guy, you've stepped into the fold and been that guy. What is that part meant to you?
Yeah, you know, just continuing to build belief in myself, and you know, everyone wants those opportunities to be in there, and you know, I talk about it all the time. The preparation and the work that you put in is all, you know, leading up to moments like that when, you know, the staff's a little banged up and we're on a skid and we need a win. Those are all the scenarios that I'm mentally preparing for, you know, throughout the year. And if you've been preparing for it, you know, tirelessly and not worrying about why it's not coming to you and why you're not getting the chance and, you know, why things might not fall in your lap on certain days, you know, that's all, you know, outside interferences and distractions rather than just preparing every day. And when that moment comes, you feel like it's, you know, where you're supposed to be and not something that, you know, might seem too big for you at the time being. But I don't know, man. I just feel like a lot of situations have kind of, like I said, fallen into my lap, and it's just happened to fall on the day that I'm thrown where we need a big start or we need, you know, a guy to go deep, and I've been able to do it. But, you know, it could be anybody on the team. It could have fallen in someone else's hands, and, you know, number of things could have happened. I just feel like a lot of it's just the mental approach and the preparation that I've been putting in, you know, being prepared for those moments when they come.
Joe Musgrove, our Fryer Friday guest. Last thing for me, Joe, and then we'll let you have at the Cardinals. You guys got the Giants again here next week, and that'll be your next start. And, of course, you just faced the Giants. When you're facing the same team back-to-back starts, does that change any of your preparation? Do you feel like you have to change things? Or do you try to just be the best Joe Musgrove and make the Giants worry about it?
Yeah, I think you try to be the best version of yourself. You know, if you go three innings and give up 8 runs and 3 homers against the team, and then you face 5 days later, it's a little bit different. You know, you got to reevaluate what your game plan was and, you know, figure out what went wrong. Was it execution or was it a poor game plan? The times that I got hurt in this last start, I felt like it was just poor execution. I feel like the game plan was really good. When I executed pitches, I saw the results we expected and that we, you know, that we were looking for. So you don't change too much. You know, to an extent, I always try to think along with the hitters a little bit. And you can recognize the smart hitters in the league versus the guys that are stuck in one game plan and they aren't going to come off the fastball or they aren't going to come off the pitch that they're looking for until they get it. You know, and sometimes those guys are a little easier to pitch to. But this lineup's tough. I mean, they don't show you a whole lot. They, you know, they have real quiet takes. They don't really give away at-bats. You know, they'll sit there and grind you out and foul balls off and just see pitches after pitch after pitch. So You know, I'd like to get some quicker outs this next time around. So maybe looking through the lineup and finding out which guys we can, you know, attack more with, you know, with some fastballs or sinkers just to miss a barrel and try to get some quick outs. But I don't think I have to change a whole lot against them. And I'll have, you know, another start against them before the year's over. I think three of my last four are against them. So, you know, when you're having success, you can kind of just pound them and attack them until they show you that they've made the adjustment you need to change. So I still don't feel like the Giants have seen my best stuff. You know, every time I faced them this year, I've been missing some of my better pitches and haven't had the consistency or the command. So it's going to be really important work a week of work here to get things dialed in so I can bring my best to them for the last two.
Well, the Padres certainly hanging in this wild card race, and Joe, you're one of the big reasons why, and that's awesome, man. Did you have another question, Tony? I didn't want to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
I did have one quick question. This is another one outside of baseball. Joe, you do a good job of staying in shape. How do you do that with the way your sister and mom bake? I'm just curious to figure that out.
Did she bring you up some treats last time she was there?
She did. She brought them up your last two home starts. I've had to break the diet to get into those treats.
Yeah, that's my mom. That's my mom's problem. She got us on that, you know, at a young age. You don't ever show up anywhere empty-handed. So my sister's always bringing desserts. My mom will always bring a meal. But I think moving out of the house is probably the best decision for me. I mean, every night they're making something, you know, that I probably shouldn't be eating. The guys in the clubhouse absolutely love it, man. Coaching staff, the clubhouse staff, you know, those things get crushed during the game, so they're very appreciative of it.
It's funny because Jesse happened to be doing TV your last start, so I had all of it to myself. I took it home, and my daughters got into it before I could even really enjoy it. So
they're big fans of
your mom and sister as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. So I'm sure there'll be a few more deliveries before the year ends.
Joe, hey, congratulations on a great season so far, and best of luck down the stretch. Padres are in this thing in a lot of ways because of what you've done, and we appreciate everything you've done for us in San Diego. Good luck down the stretch, man.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you talking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.